a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, I'm so glad to see you. How about counting the buttons with me? From the bottom up first, and then from the top down. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now down, all right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like this. Look what Picture Picture says. Hello, Mr. Rogers. Well, hello to you, Picture Picture. How are you? Can you read? Fine. What's in your case? Are you wondering that too? Well, come right over here with me and we will see. Mm-hmm. It's fun to have surprises, isn't it? I'll ask you something, and that'll give you a hint. Did you ever wear anything that sat on your nose that made you be able to see better if you needed them? This is what's in my case. Mm-hmm. Glasses. All different ones. Now, here's an old-fashioned kind. All kinds of different glasses. Yeah. This kind, no, there's a better one of these. Let me find it for you. Here it is. This is called a pince-nez glass, and pince means to pinch. Pince in French, and nez means your nose. So they pinch your nose. Pince-nez. Not many people wear this kind anymore, but it used to be a lot did. This is a monocle. It's just for one eye. You have to kind of stick it in like that, and I wonder how people could use them very well. Some people know how. When I was a very young boy, I wanted so badly to have glasses because a friend of mine had them. And so I asked the doctor if he'd please give me some glasses. You don't need them. No, your eyes are fancy behind. You don't need anything fancy in front for them. No, look at these. See, they have triangles in there. They're quite different, aren't they? Well, whether you have glasses or don't have glasses, I like you exactly the way you are. I like you as you are, exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely, and I like you as you are. I like you as you are, without a doubt or question, or even a suggestion, 'cause I like you as you are. I like your disposition, your facial composition, and with your kind permission, I'll shout it to a star. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I like you, like you as you are. My, aren't some of them fancy. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a very interesting kind. It's really an eye shade, I think. Look at this. Peek-a-boo. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Goodbye. Here's some dark glasses. Mm-hmm. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. These are high and these are low. I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O, you. Now these are going up high and these are coming down low. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. Now they're both coming to the middle. I like you as you are. So picture, picture, that is what I had in the case. What did you say? Want to see how glasses are made? Sure, that would be great to see how glasses are made. Shall we see them? Thank you, picture, picture, we'd like that. There they are, grinding the lenses with those machines. Look at all of that polishing. They're setting it for the prescription in the lens. Mm-hmm. And now polishing so that they're ready. There's a frame. And they're setting in the frame. Mm-hmm. See the glass going in the frame? So many people who have to know their business so well to be able to help us. Thank you, picture, picture. Picture, picture. Knock at the door. Yes, sir. Who might be at our door?
Oh, good day, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, good day, Mr. McFeely. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you, Mr. Rogers. Here's a package for you. And would you please sign here in my book? There's your pencil, Mr. Rogers.
It looks like it says to Henrietta Pussycat.
That's right, Mr. Rogers. And Nurse Miller, I believe, is to give it to Henrietta. And she's over in make-believe today. And I'm much too busy to get there, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Could I put this on the trolley for you?
Just what I'd hoped you'd do, Mr. Rogers, because I'm too busy and I must run away now, Mr. Rogers.
You can't
good
stay,
day.
I get
oh, no, I'm too busy. Speedy farewell to you, Mr. Rogers. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Speedy farewell to Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely, very speedy. Sure is. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look into make-believe and see if it's time for the trolley. A box for Henrietta Pussycat. Well, do you see the neighborhood? There's the clock, Daniel's clock. Ticking away. It's doing real well today. And the museum going around at a good speed. And there's X's tree and Henrietta Pussycat's house. And the factory. There comes a trolley. Come on in, trolley. There's Nurse Miller. She must want this package. Come on, trolley. How are you, my friend? Good. This is a box for Henrietta Pussycat. I wonder if you would take it into the neighborhood for us. Good. I think Nurse Miller will probably get it from you. Thank you for taking it. And off we go to make-believe.
Oh, well, Henrietta, you know it's waiting is just part of growing up.
Meow, 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 trolley, meow, 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 trolley.
Good. I'll go and see if it's there.
Meow, please.
Oh, I will. trolley. Do you have a parcel for me for Henrietta Pussycat? To Henrietta Pussycat. This is the one. Thank you, trolley.
Meow, meow it.
Meow, meow it. I think it's for you.
Meow, meow, let me see.
See, it says to Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow.
Neighborhood of make-believe.
Meow, neighborhood, meow, make-believe. Meow.
Let's see if I could get this open.
Meow, so hard. Meow, wait.
Now, don't get excited.
Meow, you can't help it.
The string off.
Meow.
My hands are all thumbs.
Meow, meow, too.
Oh, my goodness, they did it up well.
Meow. Meow, get it?
Almost.
Meow.
There we go. Henrietta?
Meow.
Look.
Meow, meow, blue.
Periwinkle blue.
Oh, meow, meow, wonderful meow.
There. Meow. They feel all right?
Oh, meow, like them, meow.
They just look wonderful on
meow,
you.
Meow, meow, feel them, meow, meow. Meow,
would you like to see?
Meow.
See yourself.
Mm-hmm. Meow, beautiful meow. Meow, so feline, meow.
Yes, you do.
Meow.
Now, let's see if they do their job. Let me see you read those numbers.
Meow, meow, numbers. Meow, 85. Meow, 58.
Right.
Meow, 293. Meow, 392.
Very good.
Meow, backwards. Mm-hmm. Meow, 875. Meow, 578.
Right.
Meow, 6394. Meow, 4936.
Can you see the small ones now?
Meow, meow, 37268. Meow, 86273.
Right.
Meow, 328537. Meow, 735823.
Perfect.
Meow, meow, good glasses, meow, meow.
Now, do you see what I mean?
Meow.
They not only look pretty, but they help you to see well.
Meow, meow, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, hi, X.
How in the world are you?
Just fine.
Henrietta Pussycat, what do you have on your nose looking through your eyes with?
Meow, meow, new glasses, meow.
They are really pretty.
They are, aren't they, X?
They sure are. I want some.
Oh, but X, I've tested your eyes and you don't need glasses right now.
I know, but I want them. I mean, they look like they might be fun.
Meow, 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 fun, meow.
Oh, but you've got yours built right in. Your eyes are so fine. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine.
That's right.
Boys are boys from the beginning.
You bet.
Girls are girls right from the start.
Yeah.
Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mommies.
Yeah, no.
Only boys can be the daddies.
That's right.
Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine.
Meow, meow, girls, meow, 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 mommy.
Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Oh, we think you're a special person.
Thank you.
And we like your ins and outsides. Yes, sir.
Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine.
Your body's fancy, and so is mine. And you think I'm fancy, do you?
Oh, most certainly, X. And you've got a mighty healthy body there.
Meow, meow, fancy.
Oh, of course, Henrietta, you are too.
Meow, meow, very nice, Nurse Miller.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like a nut or a berry?
I think I have to be at the tea room in 12 and 2/9 seconds.
Well, you'll probably get a crumpet there.
Well, I'll have a nut and a berry here another day.
Anytime. Goodbye, nurse.
Goodbye, X.
Meow, 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 meow.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. My goodness, look at all those lights and gauges. He must be a very, very busy man. Corny! Corny? It's Nurse Miller.
Do I hear somebody knocking?
Yes, sir, it's me.
Why, nurse, how in the world are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Well, I'm just great.
I just brought this prescription for you. I forgot to bring it.
Well, thank you so much. Incidentally, nurse.
Yes?
I understand that Henrietta Pussycat has got some glasses.
Well, I just gave them to her. My goodness, news travels fast around here.
Oh, certainly. I always hear the news right first. Anyway, I think maybe I'd like some for myself, if that's all right.
Well, you have to have an eye examination first, Corny.
Oh, whoop, whoop. I'm sorry, I dropped it.
I'll get it.
Thank you.
There you are. It's lucky it's in a plastic bottle. So
I
hold
should
on
say
to
so. An eye examination, you
yes,
say?
Yes, an eye examination.
Oh,
you just
well,
can't have glasses just like that.
Well, you can give it to me right now and then send for the glasses immediately.
Oh, no, Corny, that's not possible. Oh. When would you like to have an appointment?
Well, what about in 2 minutes?
In 2 minutes? I don't think that's possible.
Are you all sewed up today?
Yes, I am.
Well, how about next week sometime?
All right, how about next week about 4?
Oh, that'll be grand.
I have to go and see the trolley now.
Oh, well, have a good
Bye-bye.
Time. Goodbye, and thanks for this. Up
You're welcome.
Down. Down we go on my elevator. Up we come on my elevator. Down we go. Up
Corny,
we come.
Is your elevator working properly?
It's doing fine. I'm making it do that.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes I enjoy a little ride down.
Like riding up?
And up and down. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Trolley, do you know that Henrietta just loved her glasses? Bye. See you later. Bye-bye, Trolley.
So, Henrietta got her glasses. Doesn't she look good? They kind of go up this way. X wanted some, but he didn't need them. No. So Nurse Miller said Henrietta may have them because she had her checkup and she needed them. Now, if you don't get them, don't feel too bad. I felt bad that time. Yeah, because I wanted them so badly. But don't you feel bad if you can't get glasses. No. Now, remember Corny? Going up in his elevator. Remember him coming down? Down, 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 down. Once more up and down, all right? Up, 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 up. Down, 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 down. Does the trolley go up and down, or does it go across? Goes across, doesn't it? Goes across that way, and across this way. Yeah. Now, does the telescope go up and down? Sure does. Thanks, telescope. We'll see you tomorrow. Telescope looks like a number one. Or the letter I. Mm-hmm. Or a big letter I. In you go, telescope. Here is Whaley.
Hello. Hello, everybody. I want to try some glasses.
Well, Whaley, I could put some glasses frames on you just for fun, but... No, they'd be too big. These are big.
I'll hold them.
Okay.
Now let me find some smaller ones for you. Here are some smaller ones. See? Big and little.
Try them on.
All right, Whaley. I'll try these on. But you don't need glasses, Whaley.
Okay, then. Sometimes you want them.
Well, there are other things that you can do on a day rather than just wishing for glasses. What would you like to do today, to do today? Wouldn't you like to do a thing or two today? There's nothing half so clever whatsoever as what we do when we're together.
That's right.
Maybe we'll see a thing or three that's new today.
Okay.
Maybe we'll walk and talk about the zoo today.
Yeah.
Really, it doesn't matter. We could chatter
on about this or that, or ride on your bike, go on a hike. What in the world would you like to do today?
Whaley, you're a good singer.
I know. I'm just a whale puppet.
Oh, you're a whale of a puppet. That's what you are, a whale of a puppet.
I know.
Did you hear somebody calling?
I did.
Okay, well, let's go see who it is. Come along. Hey. How are you, Scott? I was just playing with my puppet. Oh, you've got your raccoon. Hi, Willie. I'd like you to know my friend Scott, and this is Scott's friend Willie. Would you like to see Whaley? Would you?
Hello. Hello.
It's just a puppet, Willie.
Yeah.
Do you like the puppet? How old is Willie?
8 months.
8 months. My, will she get any bigger?
Yes, about two times this big.
Two times that big? Why, she'll be this big when she's
yes.
grown. What's she like to eat, Scott?
Well, let's see.
Oh, you've got some food for her.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's see, there's some grapes. There's a little bit of dog food.
Oh,
some
let's
crackers.
Give her some. Could we?
Yeah.
Let's give her some food. Let's put it here. Willie, would
Willie?
You come out and have something?
Willie, she's finishing.
Hey, Willie, how about one of these grapes?
Can she not see it too well? There. You know, raccoons look as if they're wearing kind of dark glasses, don't they?
Yes.
Or a mask.
Yeah.
Have you had her since she was a little baby, Scott?
No. We got it in about October.
And you've taken care of her, have you?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't belong to us anymore. It belongs to our friends.
Oh, but you were taking her for a walk today.
Yes.
Well, thank you for bringing her by, because it's fun to see her. Look how she feels.
Yeah, coons kind of like feel their food before they eat it.
They feel their food?
Yeah.
Scott, why do you have the big gloves on?
In case she tries to bite me.
Well, she has sharp teeth, doesn't she?
Yes.
And raccoons are wild animals.
Yeah.
Look how she's working with that grape.
There's lots of them in this old bag. Wait till she finishes those.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie.
Ha ha! Willie's. Look at Willie in the bag. What did you get, Willie? You notice how she does it? Holds it right in between her paws. That's it.
And sometimes they wash their food.
How do they wash it?
They put it in streams or in water.
Put it in water. Well, they don't have any saliva, so I guess they need to wash it before they eat it so they can digest it.
They do eat meat sometimes. I better be going now. Mother only said I could stay for a little while.
Oh, really? Well, yes. Thank you for bringing Willie by, Scott.
Okay, you're welcome.
I'm so glad to see you. You're a fine boy.
Come on, Willie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Friends, lots of friends in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Just like you. That's right. Well, I better put Whaley back. And the glasses. There they are. It's almost time for me to go, too. Scott said his mother said he could only stay so long. Mm-hmm. Just so long. That's the way with all visits. Just so long. Mm-hmm. But we'll be together tomorrow, sure. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Let Whaley say it today, okay? You make each day a special day by just your being you. Well, you make it a special day, too. Sure you do, Whaley. I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.
Hello, neighbor. My name's Cheese Whiz Dreams. I'm all about some good positivity, some good energy, going on adventures, hanging out on the couch. Won't you come with us and let's fly some rare dolphins to Mars? Come on. PBS, run a lot like Twitch. We can connect with your favorite broadcasters, your favorite show hosts, get some good smiles, and some good positivity. And I encourage you to go out and support your local PBS station. The same way that you would Twitch. It all goes a long way, neighbor. Now, let's play some games.